On today's episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, I preview the upcoming football game against Vanderbilt, give my six-pack of picks for the weekend, and review updates from this past week in Gamecock athletics. All right, here we go. Welcome to episode 11 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I'm your host, Tim Cox, where I keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. And hey, Gamecocks, happy homecoming. Homecoming week is great. It's always such a good time on campus. I remember participating in a bunch of things. I helped build a couple of floats. Never really went on the float, just kind of walked alongside it. But I remember I tried out for Spurs and Struts, where that dance competition, never really made it. And then, of course, I made a replica of Williams-Brice Stadium. Well, I say I made, I helped, and I watched a replica of Williams-Brice Stadium be built out of cans for the canned food drive. There's just always so much going on. There's a little extra buzz on campus around homecoming, especially with all the different student organizations, right? They have all these events all weekend, and sometimes you even got parents coming in for different. So if you're in Columbia, feel free to DM me with any of the cool things that you see. Or if you are part of an organization that is having an event and you want to spread the word, feel free to shoot me a DM, right? I expect that energy to just be palpable around Columbia, and let's all try to keep the good vibes going. This would be a great time for me to plug my social. It is Cox Gamecocks on Twitter. And then on Instagram, it's just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And I guess while I'm at it, like and subscribe to the show, y'all. Really appreciate it. But I do expect that energy that I'm talking about and the people that are going to be in town for the weekend, I expect that to translate onto the field, onto the crowd, rather, on Saturday as Carolina takes on Vanderbilt. But before we get into all that, let me take a look back into this past week in South Carolina athletics, and how can we not start off with Sarah Hamner of the women's tennis team winning the ITA All-American National Championship. Hell yeah, Sarah. That is freaking awesome. It's the first time in program history, and that is just amazing to see. Big, big congrats. Outside of that, women's soccer unfortunately took a loss to Tennessee. That's all right, girls. Screw the Vols. Women's volleyball, they also unfortunately took an L to Mississippi State. That's all right, girls. Screw Mississippi State. Screw the Bulldogs. Men's soccer, opposite result, beat Georgia Southern. Big win. Good job. 3-1. And then also, great announcement here, great update on the equestrian team. The NCEA Horse of the Month for September went to South Carolina's own Toby. Toby the horse, man. Congrats. You're just having a kick-ass September. Great job, man. Yeah, it was Horse of the Month for September. It was announced this last week. But you know what, man? That's just fierce competition. Apparently, he's been with the team for a few years now. I'm sure he was grinding, working his way up to be Horse of the Month. And I am just so happy for him. Good job, Toby. Way to put in that work, man. And then men's and women's madness for the basketball kickoff. That is this Friday. I know I made an announcement about it last week. That is this Friday night on Main Street. So if y'all are in town, make sure to stop by. That actually looks like a really cool event. And now transitioning back to the football side of things from this past week, a little bit of news. It's really good stuff. It's Cam Smith and Jalen Nichols. They were both fully healthy, full go this week, according to Shane Beamer. Also, the Texas A&M game, which will be next Saturday, that was announced that will be 7:30. It's in College Station. So for those of you that are keeping track at home, That means that we will be playing Texas A&M in basically identical settings as they did when they just upset Alabama. Yay. Should be a fun one. Man, we really got to beat those guys. I'll get into more of that next week, but we really got to beat those guys. But with all that being said, let me turn my attention to this Saturday's matchup against the Vanderbilt Commodores for the homecoming game. But before I do jump into specifics, I want to kind of take a step back and let's just all appreciate where we are at this point and realize that, you know, we only have so many college football Saturdays a year, and we just got to really make the most out of each one. Obviously, as Carolina fans, we might not love our record right now, feel like one or two might have gotten away, but the fact remains that we only have half a season left, so let's try to keep the best vibes that we possibly can and understand that, look, we're working towards bigger goals, and those just simply cannot be accomplished this year as Shane Beamer looks to rebuild the program. I look back in the back half of the schedule, and I honestly get excited. I mean, there's certainly some challenges and some games that could be hard, but I see some good opportunities for us as a team to prove some of these doubters wrong. And then that bye week in 2 weeks from now, I think that comes at the perfect time because you're going to be able to gear up, get healthy, work out any tweaks because that last stretch of the season is going to be critical. But now back over to Vandy. As I said earlier, it is homecoming weekend, and the homecoming game, you know, that's meant to be special. That's one where everyone can sort of sit back a little bit. You're supposed to be able to enjoy that game, a little bit less stress, and I fully expect that to be the case this Saturday in Williams-Brice. Vanderbilt is another one of those teams in the SEC. They just hired a new coach, looking to rebuild their program, but the reality is that Vanderbilt is miles away from the next closest team in the SEC as far as talent and just overall achievement. But with that being said, though, we absolutely cannot overlook this game as an easy W. Yes, Carolina has typically cruised to victories over Vandy in recent memory. Yes, Vandy is coming off of a winless season. Yes, they have gotten crushed by SEC teams this year, and yes, we smoked them last year, and yes, at face value, South Carolina has more talent. However, with Carolina having struggled at times this year, we cannot take any game for granted, especially those that we are favored in, like this Saturday. We have to come out prepared, and we have to play a complete game. Overall, though, I do see this game as an opportunity to be a quote-unquote get-right game for South Carolina. It feels like it's sort of coming at the perfect time where we'll be able to flush away the last game, try to have a great performance in front of the home crowd, and gain a little momentum as we prepare for a tough back half of the season. So let's take a look into my crows to the game, and I'm going to keep explaining this, y'all, because if there is a single new listener, they'll be like, what the hell is he talking about? So, crows to the game, they are my take on keys to the game. Everyone does keys to the game. That's boring. We have our rooster crow and Willie B. I have my crows to the game. So, my overall crow to the game, team-wide, just win, baby. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby. We have had some bright spots this season, but this is another opportunity to bring good vibes back to Columbia in front of our fans. But especially with some challenging games ahead, you can't let last weekend affect us negatively and let Tennessee hurt us twice. You know what I mean? This is a game where you absolutely have to win, so you got to go out there and get it done. I think we should be able to handle our business well, but at the end of the day, you do whatever it takes to get this win. But my crows to the game on defense, first one, stay disciplined. Now, similar to the Troy game, it seems like Vanderbilt likes to get the ball out quickly and let their receivers do the work. They really tend to live in this short to medium passing game. So that will mean our defense, you have to stay disciplined, stay on your assignments, and not allow a big play, but really means that our linebackers and our D-backs, you have to be able to get off your blocks and snuff out some of these quick passes before they can truly develop. Try to stop them as close to the line as we can. My second crow to the game on defense, don't let the Vanderbilt running backs hurt us, right? If you are going to look at this Vanderbilt offense, I think you could say their strength is their running backs. But outside of that, just stopping the run has been difficult four times at Carolina. So if we can make it a point to really slow down their rushing attack, then I personally would be okay with saying, hey, Ken Seals, you know, Vanderbilt quarterback, go ahead and try to be the guy that beats us, right? I'd rather slow down the rushing attack, try to make this guy beat us, because who the hell is he, right? He's really nothing that special to write home about. Third crow to the game, force a turnover. Obviously, our turnover streak ended last week, and while we can't expect to have a turnover every game, Vanderbilt has turned the ball over this year multiple times. And for a team that is largely less talented than South Carolina, it would be pretty damn hard for them to try and get a win when they're behind in the turnover margin. So if we can get one, ideally two plus, I think that would make things pretty damn difficult for Vanderbilt to overcome. But moving over to the offense now, my first crow of the game, excuse my French, but pound the fuck out of the rock. Just absolutely pound the running game and let Kevin Harris run wild. Kevin had an absolute field day against Vanderbilt last year. Remember that? It was the pouring rain. I think Vanderbilt wasn't allowing any fans because of COVID, and he just had a field day. Now, of course, it's a whole new team and a whole new coaching staff on both sides, right? But I think it's fair to say that he has their number. And also, it really did look like he came back to form last week. So I think it's time we go back to handing the ball off to the bus and let's form our true offensive identity around him. And from what I've seen and heard, it looks like tackling has been an issue for the Vanderbilt defense. So if you combine that with the absolute monster that Kevin Harris is, that could be a deadly combination and make for a long day on the Vanderbilt side of things. Second quarter of the game, use Luke's mobility to create plays. Something that Beamer mentioned in his press conference was that Vanderbilt, apparently they have some guys in their defensive front that are really big, long arms, things like that. So I think that if we can have Luke roll out on some designed quarterback, maybe play action rollouts, do some of those moving the pocket type deals where you get him into space, I think that could open up some new throwing lanes for him and allow guys to get open, things like that. My third crow to the game, play with urgency and start early. That's pretty self-explanatory, but it has felt like South Carolina, we'll start slow. I'd like to see us put up points early, try to take control of this game almost immediately. I mean, even Luke Doty mentioned something like that where it feels like they might not have some urgency right away. He referenced the three and out on their first drive, our first drive against Tennessee. So hopefully we can reverse that trend. And I have a bonus crow to the game. Make sure Marcus Satterfield doesn't call plays in the red zone with his head and his ass again. I'm just going to leave that one there, but that's a bonus crow for y'all. So overall for this game, I honestly feel kind of good, y'all. I mean, it's funny because looking back at the Troy and the ECU games, I felt those might be a struggle, but for whatever reason, I feel a tad more relaxed going into this game. I think the crowd in Willie B will be strong. Like, it's not going to be a sellout, but I certainly expect a better turnout than the Troy game, again, with it being homecoming, and that there's not going to be a home game for a couple of weeks because we go away and then there's the bye. So I think the crowd will make a difference. I think that Carolina is a much more complete team compared to Vanderbilt. And while Vandy may have some talented players here and there, I think when you look at position group by position group, Carolina has all the advantages. And I also got to believe that Vanderbilt, they got to be pretty demoralized, right? They have been shut out last week. Then I think it was 2 weeks ago, they got shut out and demolished by Georgia. But now they got to go back on the road again. I just don't see them being in great spirits. And for whatever reason it is, I actually think we will see four good quarters from each phase of this South Carolina team. So without going into specifics, I think that Carolina can and will cover this 18-point spread, and I think they might end up winning by three scores plus. Now, that's not to say that there won't be moments where it's going to be close, but I think Carolina is able to pull away with this one and get a nice homecoming victory. So with that, let me move over to my six-pack of picks, and we will wrap this episode up. Six-pack of picks, it's a decent slate this weekend. A lot of good late games later in the day. ACC, we're going back-to-back with the Dukies here. Give me Duke at Virginia, under 70 points. That game's at 12:30. I couldn't believe that that was 70. And then you take a quick look into how the teams have performed, and that under feels nice. Also, I'm sorry. I mean, this first episode, the very first episode, I said life's too short to bet the under, and I feel like every week I've picked at least one. So, sorry. The Big Ten, not the most exciting slate. Sort of the opposite of the rest of the country. Just seems like they're top teams. They all have buys. So, we're going to go a little bit on a limb here. Give me Army plus 14 at Wisconsin. So that game is at 8 p.m. Army, I just feel like they're sneaky, right? They run that crazy offense, the option, and something tells me that that one could be close. I think Wisconsin's going to win, but it's going to be annoyingly close. The Big 12, give me TCU at Oklahoma minus 13.5. I have seen rumor after rumor that Spencer Rattler will not be starting. The kid that replaced him in the Red River rivalry might be taking things over. His name is slipping me at the moment. Caleb Williams, something like that. But he provided a spark. And all year, I'd been saying it that Oklahoma, they just did not feel as explosive as they had been. People were saying that maybe Spencer is a bit overrated, yada, yada, yada. Whatever it is, this kid came in and he led them to a huge come-from-behind victory. I just think they ride that momentum. It's at home. It's at night. I think they cover that. Pac-12, it's just a guessing game really every week with this one. Stanford at Washington State. Washington State plus 1.5. I was on the opposite end of Wazoo last week. Give me Washington State plus 1.5. They're at home. Stanford, when you look at it, when they've played the Pac-12 opponents, they have kept it close or lost. I think Washington State is on a roll. I think they might win outright. On to the SEC. This was a difficult one. I was tempted to do Ole Miss Tennessee over just because everyone says that that's going to go over. It probably will. Two electric offenses. Georgia and Kentucky, right? That's going to be kind of a slugfest. But then I saw Alabama at Mississippi State. I just feel bad for the Bulldogs. There is no way in hell that Saban is going to allow anything but an A1 performance this week. You just got upset. You're no longer number one team in the country. Maybe a bit of a wake-up call for his coaches. Alabama minus 17 at Mississippi State. I'll lock in that one in. Group of five, I'm going to take Troy minus 7.5 at Texas State. That's at 3 p.m. I don't know shit about Texas State, but we know some stuff about Troy. I think they're not that bad. I think they go to Texas State, whatever they hail, the Bobcats. Troy minus 7.5. But with that, that wraps up this episode. Again, y'all, I know I mentioned it earlier, but don't forget to follow me on social media. And really, really do appreciate any likes on the podcast, any subscribes. If you want to share it around, get the listens up, that would be amazing. But this was a fun episode. I'm really excited for homecoming for anyone who's down in Columbia. Please send me pictures, send me DMs. Let's root the boys in. Should be a fun one. Let's go, Cox.